Welcome to the Fantasy Sports Cave. This is your host, Gio Garcia, and today we're talking NBA, we're talking playoff basketball, and of course when we're talking basketball, we've got my man Chris Henderson here. Chris, how you doing?
Doing good. Playoff basketball, I live for this. Let's get it done.
Let's get it. So we did the Eastern Conference on the last podcast, so now we're doing the Western Conference, the matchups.
Toughest conference out there.
Toughest conference out there.
It's only two to choose from, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but it's tough. Right. It is definitely tough. It's stacked. So the first game on the slate, we got the Houston Rockets, number one seed, going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, the number eight seed. So, Chris, what stands out to you in this series?
Well, first thing, I want to point out that the Wolves are the eighth seed in the West. They're good enough to beat any team in the Eastern Conference. That's how stacked. No, you laugh. I'm dead serious.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But that's how stacked the Western Conference is. The Wolves are good enough to take down Toronto, Cleveland, all those top teams in the East. But for this one, what stands up is the star power on both sides. Obviously, you have the potential front runner for MVP and James Harden, who combined with Chris Paul this year. So and then you have Karl Anthony Towns, and you have Jimmy Butler on the other side. So this will be a star matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Houston, the better team. They've won a good amount of the share games, won on all those hot streaks this year. So.
Yeah, don't you feel like James Harden has something to prove?
Without a doubt. Especially after the way he went out last year against San Antonio.
Game six.
I mean, it's funny because you listen to Stephen A. Smith, who's a guy I look up to and I admire. He says that that was an imposter. James Harden wasn't the one that showed up. That's not true, but it's just, without a doubt, he has something to prove. Especially now that you have help, everybody claims, everybody. You look like you were tired last year, but now the ball's not going to be in your hands as much. You have somebody else that you can trust out there and
Chris
CP.
Ball.
So, yeah. Not a doubt.
Who you got winning?
I like the Rockets. I just feel like they're on a mission this year.
Mm-hmm. How many games did they win?
I like them winning in five.
Five, okay.
I like them winning in
so
five.
So you give one game to the T-Wolves?
I give them one because Minnesota's just not going to make enough shots. Towns would be something for them to lean on, but I think Butler's going to be occupied with Paul and Harden trying to keep those guys from getting to where they want to go. You look at Towns, who averaged 23.5 against the Rockets this year. That's pretty good. I don't know if the Rockets have anybody for him.
Mm-hmm.
They might try Capella on him. They might even try like PJ Tucker on him, but he's the person that will be a matchup problem for the Rockets. But the Rockets, they're just going to space the floor. Man, it's going to be too much for them. It might be overwhelming.
Yeah.
As many threes they're going to take and make for the Wolves. So.
Yeah, the best team in the NBA, you got them win them in five games. Solid. So we'll move on to the next game. We got the Warriors, the number two seed, against the Spurs, the number seven seed. I think this is going to be one of the most interesting games in the playoffs. I mean, the Spurs, when's the last time they were the seventh seed? That's insane. And going up against the Warriors. So this is going to be a good matchup. What stands out to you in this series?
That it's not going to be a good matchup. I actually 1,000% disagree with you. If they had Kawhi Leonard, it would be a good matchup. The Warriors won the season series 3-1. So it was kind of like a cakewalk. But LaMarcus Aldridge is somebody that I think has to play at like an MVP level.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs won't have no chance. Like, they'll probably get swept.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I take that back. Sorry. Steph isn't playing. So that's something that's big, but I still feel like the Spurs just don't have enough offensive firepower because they're going to lean on LaMarcus and they don't have anybody on the perimeter to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Not one player. Not Deontay Murray, not Rudy Gay, not Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. Can't beat nobody. He probably can't beat you off the dribble right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm pretty good too.
So the Warriors are just – I'll give the Spurs one from the fact that Popovich is just the best at what he does, so he'll find a way to put his guys in position, and they'll get one in San Antonio.
So you give him one?
I'll give him one. So I got the Warriors in five. LaMarcus has played well against the Warriors this year. Yeah. He averaged 26.5 against the Warriors this year. But who else can you definitively say is going to be okay? This guy's going to show up. I don't know who else is going to show up in that series.
No, that's true. I mean, yeah, it's definitely surprising even just to even think about that. The Spurs just winning one game.
Yeah.
But they've had a kind of like a roller coaster season this year with the whole Kawhi situation. So moving on, we'll move on to the next game we got here. We got the Blazers, the number three seed, going against the Pelicans, the number 6 seed. You got Dame Dalla versus, you know, the Brow. What stands out to you in this series?
That you just said the Brow. I don't think anybody's called him that in a while. That's funny to me. Good job.
You didn't know he was kind of April Fool's. He was trying to get rid of his brow.
For real?
Yeah. Oh,
it's I didn't hear about that.
Yep. That's who he's trying to get rid of. But anyway, so
yeah. So that's funny. I mean, if you can play, I don't care what you look like. So it's a. But what stands out to me is I think this has the potential to be the best series of them all. I think the Blazers are a team that played well this year. Obviously, they're in the 3 seed, so and Dame Lillard has something to prove because he believes he's one of the top flight point guards in basketball. Until this year, I didn't believe that, but he showed me something this year that stood out. But he's going up against a Jrue Holiday, who I believe is in the race for the most improving player. Even though I'll give it to Victor Oladipo, as I mentioned on our last podcast. Because he's played well this year. He's been pretty consistent. And they have a savvy point guard on Rondo who will look to get in ahead of Dame Dalla. So, Portland and CJ McCollum, hopefully he plays consistent for them this year because they're going to need it. But Anthony Davis, man, is just, they don't have nobody for him. Like I said, he's one of the top three in the world. He averaged 36 a game against Portland in the season series. And
that's pretty good.
And 11 and a half rebounds. So, and he didn't even really play in the first match because he got hurt in the first quarter. So, and Dame Lillard averaged 26 and a half, but it's going to be a chess game. You're going to look at the two coaches who are going to look to shut. Well, I think that Alvin Gentry is going to look to take the ball out of Dame Lillard's hands. That pick and roll, I think that New Orleans is not going to allow that to be as successful as it was during the regular season. Because people feel like during the playoffs when all the stuff that you got away with in the regular season, they're going to try to take that away from you. They want you to go to plan B, C, and D. And show us you can do those efficiently and find a way to win that way. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is the most intriguing matchup, I think, in the playoffs for me.
So it sounds like you have this being a close series. So
I have it being a very close series.
So who you got and how many games?
I had the Pelicans, man.
Pelicans? The Pelicans.
I had the Pelicans, guys.
The Pelicans, all right. So you heard it here first.
I didn't tell you how many wins, though.
Tell me. Oh, hey, man, that's still a surprise to me, though. Pelicans, how many wins?
I had the Pelicans in 7.
I figured it was going to be 7. I didn't think it was going to be less than 7.
Only because, like I said,
so they beat them in Portland in 7.
Well, they split the season series 2 games apiece, but I just think that Anthony Davis is just that good, and they have nobody for him.
Okay.
They have nobody for him. And he's a superstar. And Dame Lillard is on the upcoming. So I just think that'd be the difference. It's intriguing, though, man. I could be wrong. A lot of people think
Portland. No, stick to your point. Stick to the point. No need to justify. Stick to it.
That's just that. I'm going with my gut, man. I think Anthony Davis is that big time, man.
Big time? Even without Boogie, because that'd be quite the feat.
Just his versatility alone. Portland has nobody for him. He can put Mo Harkless, Alfa-Wook, Aminu. Jokic or Nerfing?
I
just don't know who they have for him. You look at Portland, what they bring to the table. You have guys who I think can kind of handle, like hold their own against Dame and CJ. Jrue Holiday is not no pushover. Rajon Rondo is a champion. You got Ian Clark, who's come off the bench and played well for them. So, but
I like it.
Don't have nobody for Anthony Davis.
I like the bold prediction.
I like Pelicans of 7. I'm not taking it back.
Yes, there we go. We got the honest. So we got, what is it? The final game here. The final game. So we got the Thunder versus the Jazz. Thunder 4 seed versus Jazz the 5th seed. Who do you like? What stands out to you right here?
Man, you know what stands out to me. You got my favorite rookie, Donovan Mitchell, going against that guy who don't care about if your dog died. It don't matter.
Exactly.
If you in the other jersey, if you guys don't know who I'm talking about Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
So let me be clear. Okay. Brody. So you got a guy in Mitchell who I think is rookie of the year going up against a guy who is just out for people's throats.
Yep.
And I might mean literally. Like, he's
ultimate alpha.
Man, he's a dog.
Ultimate alpha.
You got a guy, I mean, the Thunder won the season series 3-1. Westbrook averaged a triple-double, 22.5 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds and 10 assists. You got Paul George, who's been upgrade from what they had last year. Obviously, no KD last year, but you bring in a Paul George who's averaging 21.5 against the Jazz. I just think OKC will find a way to offset what Utah was looking to do. He's gonna have Gobert. He's gonna control the middle. But I think Adams will hold his own against Gobert.
That's gonna be a really good matchup. And Gobert. I like that matchup because Adams, I feel like he's taken it to another level this year. Gobert, obviously, Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Adams is probably the most underrated player in basketball. Man, what he brings to the table for
100%.
If you sit down with Russ and Paul George and Carmelo, they'll tell you, man. Probably Steven Adams is probably the most important player on the team. Obviously, outside of the Russell Westbrook, but
yeah.
He brings that much.
He's just the energy
to the
man.
Team. Yeah. He does all the little things, man. Yeah. I mean, set stuff that doesn't show up in a stat sheet. Set screens, going off the loose balls, communicating on defense and transition.
Hustle player.
Running guys off spots, making the extra rotation. I mean, whatever the case may be. But one thing that stands out for me when they played against each other this year was Donovan Mitchell. The first time these two teams met back in October, he only had 2 points.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a big stats guy, but what stands out to me is the fact that he had the 2 points, which is telling you he wasn't even scratching the surface.
Yeah.
But he finished off averaging 20.5 in three games because he missed one due to an injury. I forget which game it was. So he played in three games against them. He ended up finishing averaging 20.5. So
That's pretty good. Was
just scratching the surface in October.
Yep.
So you see where he is now.
Yeah.
He's going to be a force to be reckoned with, but
arguably the rookie of the year.
I would give it to him outright just for him putting Utah in the fifth seed in the West. Yeah. People give the big.
That is quite the feat.
I mean, it's just tough, man. But I just feel like this is not. I feel bad because they had it. This is the one matchup I thought Utah just wouldn't have enough firepower. And they lean so much on Donovan Mitchell to make plays, but he's going to be so occupied with Westbrook and just Westbrook.
Westbrook is just a handful in itself.
He was asked by somebody who interviewed him. I forget what show I was watching, but he said, "Guy she looks up to." He said Westbrook.
Yeah.
Because he's just somebody that he sees that he does whatever it takes to win. And they don't have enough, man. They don't have Utah. Don't have enough playmakers.
How many games do the Thunder win?
I like the Thunder in six.
Thunder in six.
Utah. Win game six in Utah.
That's good. No.
Yeah.
I think I got to go in the same way.
I just think Russ be too much, man. He is determined.
Yeah, no, he definitely is.
Because, you know, people feel like, oh, well, KD, Kevin Durant is the reason why.
Nope.
I mean, you're the reason why Kevin Durant's not here and you can't win a championship the way you play and you pad the stats.
He's averaged a triple-double for the second
year
in a row.
2 years in a row, man. He's one of Kobe's favorite players, and obviously Kobe's a guy that I admire. Westbrook don't take those plays off. Yeah, he may take ill-advised shots. He may sometimes not make the extra pass, but it's one thing you cannot say about him is the effort won't be there.
The hustle, the effort.
It will be there every possession.
Yeah.
Come playoff time.
Well, I like all the bold predictions you've had, you know, especially the Pelicans call. But that wraps things up for us right here for the Western Conference. Be sure to stay tuned. You know, we're going to have, you know, NBA the Rookie of the Year in the next podcast, a few things coming up. Make sure. We also got one more thing.
Never asked me who you think I got winning it all, man.
Who do you got going to the finals?
Who you got going to the finals?
I like the Rockets this year.
Okay.
I want the Rockets to go to the finals.
Okay.
And I want to do an upset. I want the Rockets to go up against I'm going to be a little bold. I say that the Raptors do it this year.
Okay.
I say the Raptors and Rockets.
Okay.
You know, go Lobo.
Go? Okay. So you got the Rockets winning it, though?
Yeah.
How many games? How many games?
I give it seven. Going to seven.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not mad at you. I don't see the Raptors getting there because I just don't think that they have what it takes to mentally get through the LeBron maze, per se, because it comes down to him, so. But the Rockets obviously have a shot.
LeBron just gasses up towards the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what's going to get him there. He's going to gas. He's going to run out of gas.
But you know what I've been telling people? Like, LeBron has so much pressure on him. Like, I don't see when he can take a break. I really don't.
No.
No, people think I'm joking. You guys, watch the game. I'm sorry. Watch the games. Like, LeBron cannot take time off because without him on the court, they have nobody else to lean on. Don't give me Kevin Love. I like Kevin Love.
So who do you got going to the finals?
barring no, everybody's healthy, right? Everybody's no injuries. No injuries. I like the Warriors, man.
Warriors?
I just feel like,
fair enough.
I feel like all the pressure's on the Rockets, man.
It is.
They have they pretty much cruise to number one seed. They've had those win streaks. People are now picking them to beat the Warriors.
Mm.
You add Chris Paul to James Harden, who everybody says is on a mission. So I feel like all of, they have home court. I feel like all the pressure is on them, especially with the banged up Warriors. All the pressure is on them. But who I like the Warriors going up against the Cavs, man.
The Cavs? Okay. The Cavs in this one or what?
Yeah, for sure, without a doubt. As long as everybody's healthy. But let me tell you why, man, because like we just mentioned, Toronto's not ready to get past the LeBron train yet.
Mm.
Boston has no Kyrie. The Sixers are a year or two away from really
that was gonna be my next pick, but it, don't give me, they're too young right now.
And don't give me five. Don't give me 5, 6, 7, and 8, man. No. So by default, but it's not gonna be easy for LeBron. Like you say, he's gonna be gassed.
I think he's gonna gas in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that's what takes it. That's what helps the Raptors get there. He's gonna gas towards the end.
Okay. Drake will hope so, right?
Yeah, Drake. I mean, he's been doing it for the last courtside. Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't go to the game. Maybe he might be bad luck because he's always talking at halftime and stuff. I'm like, man, that's cool, but your team's not winning.
Yeah. So that wraps things up. We hit up the Eastern Conference predictions, the Western Conference predictions. So stay tuned. Make sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
I'm curious to see what you guys think.
Also, what you guys think as well. On the podcast, you know, through SoundCloud. You also can get it through iTunes and everything like that. That wraps things up. Stay tuned to the next episode. We're going to be Rookie of the Year, MVP, all the predictions here with Chris Henderson. As always, guys, this is Gio for Chris. We'll catch you guys next time.
No doubt. Peace. Play on basketball.
Let's get it.